There are some objects that do not look emotional until you notice how long they have been waiting. A bag by the door is one of them. It may be a backpack, a tote, a weekender, or a half-packed suitcase that never quite made it back into the closet. It sits there quietly. It looks practical. Then one day you realize it has been there long enough to become part of the room. Wheat. That is usually the moment people ask the wrong question. They ask whether the bag means anxiety. Sometimes it does, but that reading is too thin. The bag by the door is often treated like a symptom of being disorganized, restless, or dramatic. That is the easy interpretation because it stays on the surface. But many people keep a bag packed for more intelligent reasons than fear. Some do it because they travel often, some because work or caregiving makes movement ordinary, some because they grew up around unpredictability and learned that being ready is calmer than being surprised, some because a packed bag is a private promise to themselves that they will not be trapped if something changes. That last part matters. We eat and Fords. A packed bag is not always about leaving. Sometimes it is about preserving the option to leave. There is a practical version of this habit, and there is an emotional one. In the practical version, the bag contains what it needs to contain: a charger, a change of clothes, documents, a toothbrush, whatever makes an overnight disruption manageable. This is ordinary readiness. The emotional version is different. In that version, the bag is not just useful, it is symbolic. It says quietly that the current arrangement is not fully trusted. Maybe the house does not feel permanent. Maybe the relationship does not feel settled. Maybe the job, neighborhood, or season of life still feels provisional. Maybe part of you is waiting for the moment when you will finally need to move faster than your feelings can keep up. The bag becomes rehearsal. Most people assume a packed bag means fear of leaving. Often it is the opposite. It can mean fear of not being able to leave. That is a different emotional fact. The bag is not necessarily the sign of a person who wants out. It may be the sign of a person who cannot relax unless an exit remains visible. The bag does the work of an extra key, a spare plan, a small private insurance policy against helplessness. That is why it can feel comforting. It reduces the feeling of being cornered. Some people learned early that plans change without warning. Families split, homes moved, work vanished, grief arrived. Adults said one thing and did another. In those conditions, readiness becomes a way of staying upright. Other people keep a bag packed because they live in transition on purpose. They split time between places. They stay on call. They expect travel. They have learned that one life can have more than one threshold. And some people keep the bag because they are not fully willing to arrive anywhere. That version is harder to admit. If you keep an exit bag without any practical reason, it may be telling you something about commitment, not catastrophe. It may mean you are protecting an unfinished self. You do not want to be so settled that you cannot move. But you also do not want to say plainly that you are still waiting for permission to leave. Look at what is inside. If it is filled with sensible essentials, the habit may simply be intelligence. If it contains random objects, duplicates, or items you would never actually need in an emergency, the bag may be carrying a mood rather than a plan. If you keep packing and unpacking it, the bag may be acting out an internal argument. Some people keep a bag packed because they want to avoid being caught unprepared. Some because they want to feel less dependent. Some because a hidden part of them still rehearses a departure that has not happened yet. Some because staying ready feels cleaner than admitting they do not trust the present. That is the useful distinction. A packed bag can be a practical tool or a private symbol. Sometimes it is both. A packed bag is not only about leaving. It is also about not being fully available to arrive. That may sound severe, but it is often true. When a person keeps one foot in movement, they are spared the full vulnerability of settlement. They can say even to themselves that nothing is final yet. That can be a relief. It can also become a way of never quite giving the present a real chance. There are real situations where keeping one ready is simply sensible. New parents do it, caregivers do it, people with complicated logistics do it, frequent travelers do it. Anyone living with instability may need a bag that is already prepared. That is not pathology. The question is not whether you own a bag. The question is whether the bag serves life, or whether it keeps life suspended. If you saw the bag in your own doorway, ask three things. What am I preparing for? What am I protecting myself from? And what would I have to feel if I finally unpacked it? Those questions separate practical readiness from emotional rehearsal. They also expose the hidden bargain of the habit. Sometimes the bag is there because it makes you feel capable. Sometimes it is there because it lets you stay one step away from a decision you do not yet want to make. If the bag has a clear purpose, make it cleaner and more intentional. Keep only what belongs there. Give it a role. If it has no clear purpose, do not treat it as a superstition. Treat it as a clue. Unpack it slowly. Notice what feeling rises when the bag is empty and the doorway is ordinary again. That feeling is usually the real subject, because the bag is rarely just a bag. It is a small domestic version of a larger question. Am I still preparing to leave, or am I finally willing to stay?